I suppose it seemed just another part of life as I knew it, and I only ever questioned her about it once.
We have it because bad people are often scared by strength.
So to me, it was a logical decision, and having a gun was a guarantee that we would be kept safe. But I never expected her to actually use it. One afternoon, when Sharib and I were watching TV, we heard the sound of 3 gunshots upstairs. We exchanged horrified glances before both running toward the bedroom. Inside, I saw Qasim lying on the floor, his arms covering his head, while Ummi stood on the other side, a shocked expression on her face and the pistol lying on the floor in front of her.
"What happened, Ummi?" I asked. "Are you okay?"
She couldn't talk at first, and it was Qasim who spoke up as he climbed up from the floor and rubbed his ears.
"I asked, 'Madam, you have a gun, but do you know how to use it? Your mother fired first into the ceiling, but the recoil was too strong for her, and she fired 2 more shots straight ahead of her. I had to duck to avoid being shot.'"
Directly above Ummi was a small hole in the ceiling, while ahead of her, directly above where Qasim had taken cover, were 2 more holes in the wall. I decided then to petition Ummi not to sleep with the gun anymore. Clearly, it was best left hidden away in case of emergency. Though our family had known wealth and influence, we had also known more than our fair share of death. Ummi had 2 brothers, but just after I was born, the elder one died, leaving no wife or children of his own. That left 1 brother.